20 Bible verses to remind us that God is faithful. Listen to this devotional. When we go through hard times, make a mistake, or feel stuck in a flaw or circumstance that won't change, it can be easy to feel alone. But no matter what we go through, God is faithful. Even when we push Him away, He sticks with us, like the song, Hold On To Me, by Lauren Daigle and Ahi beautifully expresses. Even though God never leaves us hanging, we often need reminders that God is faithful. Thankfully, there are many scriptures that help us see what God thinks and feels towards us that can help us keep moving forward. Here are 20 to get you started. Table of Contents. God will never leave. God's love doesn't run out. God is loyal. Even when we are not, God is patient. God always believes in us. God is compassionate. God never lets us go it alone. God wants to help us succeed. God always takes us back. God forgives. God has the greatest plans for us. God does more than we can even imagine. God sacrifices for us. God is there every step of the way. God helps us deal with our burdens. God gives us peace. God is a rescuer. God will guide in us our darkest times. God frees us from our fears. God is faithful. God will never leave. Don't be obsessed with money, but live content with what you have, for you always have God's presence. For hasn't He promised you, I will never leave you alone, never. And I will not loosen my grip on your life. 6. So we can say with great confidence, I know the Lord is for me and I will never be afraid of what people may do to me. Hebrews chapter 13 verses 5 to 6 TPT. Hebrews chapter 13 verses 5 to 6 tells us that God will never leave us. Sometimes we can feel like God's love and faithfulness depend on our own faithfulness and performance. However, that performance mentality has much more to do with ourselves than with who God is. This passage also teaches us that discontentment, obsession with money, and fear of people are signs that we don't really understand God's faithfulness. God will never abandon us or forget us. We can be very grateful that He is faithful because He is God and not a human being. We can trust in His love. God's love doesn't run out. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? 37. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. 38. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. 39. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8 verses 35, 37 to 39 NLT. This scripture teaches us that God's love is so powerful that not even our anxieties, fears, or powers of hell can ever diminish the amount of love God has for us. When hard things happen in our lives, when we see sin and truths about ourselves that are hard to face, or when we come to terms with the consequences of our actions, God will not stop loving us and will not detach from us. God is loyal, even when we are not. You see, my heart overflowed with bitterness and cynicism. I felt as if someone stabbed me in the back. 22. But I didn't know the truth. I have been acting like a stupid animal toward you. 23. But look at this. You are still holding my right hand. You have been all along. 24. Even though I was angry and hard-hearted, you gave me good advice. When it's all over, you will receive me into your glory. 25. For all my wanting, I don't have anyone but you in heaven. There is nothing on earth that I desire other than you. 26. I admit how broken I am in body and spirit, but God is my strength, and He will be mine forever. Psalm chapter 73 verses 21 to 26 voice. When we rebel, turn against God, or overflow with bitterness or pain, God is still with us. He wants to guide us away from anger, envy, and resentment because these sins cause so much pain to God and to those around us. When we turn to God and admit the pain that causes us to lash out, He helps soften our hearts and guides us back to being right with Him. He gives us the strength and love we really desire. God is patient. I waited a long time for the eternal. He finally knelt down to hear me. He listened to my weak and whispered cry. 2. He reached down and drew me from the deep, dark hole where I was stranded, mired in the muck and clay. With a gentle hand, He pulled me out to set me down safely on a warm rock. He held me until I was steady enough to continue the journey again. 3. As if that were not enough, because of Him my mind is clearing up. Now I have a new song to sing, a song of praise to the one who saved me. Because of what He's done, many people will see and come to trust in the eternal. Psalm chapter 40 verses 1 to 3 voice. It can take some time for us to admit we need God's help, but when we do, He meets us where we're at. God is patient and stays with us, pulls us out of our darkness, and gives us the hope of a new day. We can have new beginnings all the time when we choose to turn back to God. God always believes in us. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. 8. Love never stops loving. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 7-8 TPT. God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. Therefore God is a safe place, and God never stops believing in us no matter where we are at in life. When we feel like we've messed up too much, strayed too far from God's plan, or failed too many times, God perseveres and keeps believing. God is compassionate. The Eternal is compassionate and merciful. When we cross all the lines, He is patient with us. When we struggle against Him, He lovingly stays with us, changing, convicting, prodding. 9. He will not constantly criticize, nor will He hold a grudge forever. 10. Thankfully, God does not punish us for our sins and depravity as we deserve. In His mercy, He tempers justice with peace. 11. Measure how high heaven is above the earth. God's wide, loving, kind heart is greater for those who revere Him. 12. You see, God takes all our crimes, our seemingly inexhaustible sins, and removes them. As far as east is from the west, He removes them from us. Psalm chapter 103 verses 8-12 voice. This is an amazing scripture that shows us how deep and lasting God's love is. In our darkest and most regretful moments, God has the compassion to not only forgive our sins, but to remove them from us completely. How amazing to never have the shame of guilt cling to us. We can be open and honest because God gives us the hope of changing when the guilt is removed from our hearts. God never lets us go it alone. But now, God's message, the God who made you in the first place, Jacob, the one who got you started, Israel, don't be afraid, I've redeemed you. I've called your name, you're mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end, because I am God, your personal God, the Holy of Israel, your Savior. I paid a huge price for you, all of Egypt, with rich Cush and Seba thrown in. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back, trade the creation just for you. Isaiah chapter 43 verses 1-4 MSG. Going through difficult times, rough waters, being in over our head, can be scary and feel isolating. I can tell myself I have to take things on alone or feel that no one understands. But going at it alone makes it so much worse. Thankfully, God promises that we never have to go through the rough waters alone. He will be there with us. Is there something difficult you are facing right now? Pray and ask God to help you through it. God wants to help us succeed. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. 9. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1 verses 7-9 NLT. God promises to help us succeed and prosper. He also says He will be with us, no matter where we go. His command is that we choose to obey the Bible. How are you doing at studying the scriptures continually and meditating on them day and night? What is one scripture you can hold on to this week to help you remember God's faithfulness? God always takes us back. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, now He will heal us. He has injured us. Now He will bandage our wounds. 2. In just a short time He will restore us, so that we may live in His presence. 3. Oh, that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know Him. He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of dawn or the coming of rains in early spring. Hosea chapter 6 verses 1-3 NLT. God is always willing to take us back. No matter how often we leave or how far we get from God, if we decide to return to Him, He will respond to us. What actions can you take to get closer to God today? God forgives. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. 9. But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. 1 John chapter 1 verses 8-9 NLT. When we talk to God about our sin, He continues to stay faithful and forgives us. He doesn't force us to make it up to Him, even when we've hurt Him. How easily do you forgive when people sin against you? God is not like us, He is much more faithful. God has the greatest plans for us. This is God's word on the subject. As soon as Babylon's 70 years are up and not a day before, I'll show up and take care of you as I promised and bring you back home. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you, plans to give you the future you hope for. Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 10 to 11 MSG. When life seems like it isn't working out the way you had planned, God is faithful and won't forget us. He has plans for us that are greater than anything we could ever imagine. God has our whole future planned out, and it is a future that we will enjoy. God plans to take care of us, and to never leave us. God does more than we can even imagine. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 TPT. God's faithfulness shines through in this scripture. God wants to give us more than we could ever ask for or imagine. He says here that whatever we request, dream, or imagine, no matter how impossible it may seem, God will outdo it. God sacrifices for us. You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for He forgave all our sins. 14. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Colossians chapter 2 verses 13 to 14 NLT. God's greatest demonstration of love is giving His Son on the cross so that we could have a relationship with Him. Our sins affect God, and we should take responsibility for that. God shows here in this scripture that He is also extremely forgiving. God removes our sin as far as the east is from the west. God forgives us, so we do not have to be weighed down by our guilt and we can forgive others. God is there every step of the way. For I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God. And I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 13 NLT. What is so comforting about this scripture is that God is there with us every step of the way. God is with us throughout both the hardest times and the best times of our lives. He is holding us by the hand. He is intimately and closely connected to us. There is no need to fear, because God is right there with us every moment of our lives. Do you believe that God is with you every step of the way? God helps us deal with our burdens. Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. 29. Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways and you'll discover that I'm gentle, humble, easy to please. You will find refreshment and rest in me. 30. For all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 to 30 TPT. When we are worn out and tired, God promises to refresh our lives. We can have peace when we are with God. If we are humble and choose to come close to God, He will welcome us with open arms. Are you tired from the demands at work, all the worries and anxieties of life, or the fear of pleasing everyone around you? Spend some time with God praying and reading His word to unload your burdens. God gives us peace. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, and thank Him for all He has done. 7. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7 NLT. Even when the world around us is not at peace, we can rely on God to find peace. He reminds us peace comes from spending time with Him praying, telling Him everything we think and feel, what we need and thanking Him for ways He's taken care of us in the past. If you are feeling worried, spend less time thinking through all your worst-case scenarios and spend more time praying for God to come through for you. God is a rescuer. You rescue the humble, but you humiliate the proud. 28. You light a lamp for me. The Lord, my God, lights up my darkness. 29. In your strength I can crush an army, with my God I can scale any wall. Psalm chapter 18 verses 27 to 29 NLT. God is waiting to lead us out of tough spots. He rescues, guides and empowers us to take on the challenges in our life, but He asks that we are humble instead of proud. Are you humbly relying on God right now or expecting yourself to figure out the answers to your troubles? Using the Bible helps us to stay humble and lets God take the lead. Find a scripture to help guide you through an obstacle you are facing. God will guide in us our darkest times. The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. 2. He lets me rest in green meadows, He leads me beside peaceful streams. 3. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. 4. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me. Your rod and Your staff protect and comfort me. Psalm chapter 23 verses 1 to 4 NLT. When we go through the darkest times in our lives, God is there. It may not seem like it, but God promises to be close beside us. He guides us, renews our strength when we are low, and protects us. God is there for us and is all that we need. God is right there for us and wants to give us rest and protect us. God frees us from our fears. I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. 5. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. 6. In my desperation I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. 7. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear Him. Psalm chapter 34 verses 4 to 7 NLT. God is there to protect us from anything and everything. He can also free us from fears we have, whether big or small. With a relationship with God, we can be free from all our fears. What fears hold you captive? Do you believe that God can free you from these fears? God is faithful. We all experience times of testing, which is normal for every human being. But God will be faithful to you. He will screen and filter the severity, nature, and timing of every test or trial you face so that you can bear it. And each test is an opportunity to trust Him more, for along with every trial God has provided for you a way of escape that will bring you out of it victoriously. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 TPT. Every human being goes through trying times. What this scripture teaches us about God is that even when we go through what may seem like the hardest times in life, God is with us. We may feel like we can't handle what we experience, but God's faithfulness can help us take on whatever comes our way. God always gives us a way out of our tests and trials, whether it is through friendships, changing someone's heart, or simply God moving in ways we can't explain to make what we are going through bearable. These Bible verses remind us that God is faithful, and we don't have to be afraid no matter what we go through. The more we read and trust these scriptures, the more equipped we'll be to trust God through life's ups and downs.